Joe Biden fears generational change if Democrats lose midterms. By Charlie Spiering on November 8, 2022. President Joe Biden believes the next few years in politics will set the stage for generations, expressing this theme in recent speeches. "Our lifetimes are going to be shaped by what happens the next year to 3 years," Biden said. "It's going to shape what the next couple of decades look like. For real." The president made his comments as he delivered his last campaign speech for the midterm elections on Monday night in Maryland. Biden has grown reflective on the campaign trail, speaking about the historic impact of his presidency and how it will impact the future of the country if Democrats lose. "The next 4 to 5 to 6 years is going to determine what this country looks like for the next 30 to 35 years," he told supporters at a September fundraiser in New York. "And I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that's literally, literally true." Citing one of his favorite poets, William Butler Yeats, Biden noted, "All has changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty has been born. The world is changing," he said. "And we can either shape it or we can be shaped by it." Republicans retaking both the House and the Senate would minimize Biden's ability to make an impact on the future of the country. If voters deliver a decisive message against Biden and his policies, he faces a tough decision about his political future and whether he wants to run for re-election in 2024. A resounding win for Republicans would shift the future of American politics away from Biden's dramatic redistribution of wealth using trillions of government spending on top of raising taxes. It would also end Biden's ability to implement extreme positions on social issues such as government-funded abortions without limits, a complete ban on many semi-automatic weapons, and unchecked support for gender-transitioning children. Biden's vision to make coronavirus vaccines mandatory for all Americans will also fall to the wayside and be forced to face questions about how he will fix the border crisis, rising crime, and the rise in fentanyl and drug overdose deaths. If Democrats face heavy losses, they will also face a reckoning about the future of their party and whether they want Biden, a president turning 80 in 12 days, to be their standard bearer in 2024.